Time now for Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning. Our guest this morning is Jane St. Anthony. She's the author of a number of books for middle grade readers. We talked with her not that long ago, as a matter of fact, about a book she wrote called The Summer Sherman Loved Me. She's also written a book called Grace Above All. And she's the author of Isabel Day Refuses to Die of a Broken Heart. Jane, it was interesting. It's Mental Health Week, and I realize that as I am writing the introduction to this conversation and kind of trying to set up what the book is about, I realize that I am making all kinds of excuses for the topic, and I'm writing all kinds of qualifiers, and I'm trying to soft pedal what the book is really about, and you'd almost have thought that I was getting ready to violate the FCC's standards of community decency, the way I was trying to tiptoe around saying what the book is about. And then it occurred to me, is that part of the problem?
Well, first of all, I'm a writer and not a psychologist or psychiatrist, so this is my personal opinion. I tiptoed around the subject about which I wrote. So it doesn't surprise me that you did. And as far as it being part of the problem, I can only say that when I heard of the first suicide that I'd ever heard of in my young life, no one, and I mean no one, spoke about it. The family moved from my neighborhood. A friend told me why. I could not speak of it to my parents or to my friends. And I think now that probably the difference is at least that it's acknowledged. And once again, I'm not an expert. I only know how I perceived it and what my response was. And the response was nothing but silence. And I've, in the ensuing years, of course, I've heard of, you know, teenagers I've known and adults I've known who have committed suicide. And I think, from my perspective, one of the differences is that now it is acknowledged as a problem, whereas before it was maybe swept under the rug.
In the book, Isabel Day's father chooses to end his life. When you wrote about this, when you chose to write about this topic, there are few things that are more frightening to a kid. And I'll tell you, when you're 54, it's not that big a picnic either. As the idea of losing a parent. Why did you decide to go ahead and write your way through this scenario?
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but I feel that I almost didn't make the decision. Could I just tell you a few lines about the background of why I wrote this?
Absolutely.
Okay. In 2001, I was a resident at the Anderson Center in Red Wing, which is a wonderful place, and I had just finished my first book. I still had about 2 weeks to go, and I thought, as perhaps some writers, not all, do, I thought, that was my book. I'll never think of anything else to write about. And where this came from, I don't know, but I woke up a couple mornings later with this unbelievable space to fill in front of me, and I thought, there's a girl named Isabel Day. I certainly didn't know anyone by that name. And her father committed suicide. And I know that that's been, or had been, buried deep in me because something like that happened, not to my family, but to someone I knew, as I said. And I thought, I'm going to write that book. And it was a hard book to write because I really didn't want to have that be something that hit the reader in the face in the beginning. So, as you know from reading it, it unfolds gradually. The mystery is why her mother moves Isabel from Milwaukee to Minneapolis, and it just kind of flowed from that move and the friends that she made and the support. And that's considering that, you know, back then nobody was really there to support anyone, but just the friends she made, who just happened to be in the other books. So that's how it started.
What did you have to do, Jane? Did you have to do research or gather different information to kind of educate yourself about what people go through in this situation? Or were you able to write it based on what you had observed in your own life?
Well, that's a good question. I did very little research. I based it on how I responded, and you know, this is what shall we say, I want there to be truth in my fiction, but I based it on how I responded, how other people I knew responded, and I imagine how the girl whose father had taken his own life, I imagined how she responded. And I don't know, but I'm thinking that the responses are, you know, they just run the gamut. So I just took it upon myself to create a response. And I tried to find statistics for suicide in the year that I placed it, and it has been difficult. So, once again, I'm not a researcher. I didn't, you know, I went to Google, but I basically, as I said, based the feelings on how I responded and how I would imagine kids might have responded. And what I mean by that is there wasn't any organized support. Their remaining parent likely didn't take them to a clinic that would have helped them through it. I think it was just, as I said earlier, just people just tried to move on.
Jane, do you feel that there is pressure on an author when you take on perhaps a more serious topic? Do you feel like there is pressure on an author to be some kind of a resource, either to be providing support or hope or a resource for information or comfort or something about dealing with these difficult issues? When you tackle something like this for middle school readers, can you just let the piece of fiction be the piece of fiction, or do you feel that there's an obligation for you to kind of go that extra mile and try to bridge the world of fiction that you've created with, if you're going through something like this now in your real life?
Wow, that's another excellent question. When I write, and we know, you've talked to so many authors, we know that every author has a different process, feels a different responsibility. When I wrote this story, I wrote it for myself. And that's the way that I operate. I'm not thinking of how anyone else will perceive it, except for my writing group. I write it for myself because I think in this book, I was trying to deal with it in the way that I couldn't deal with it when I was a lot younger. So I have to say that I don't feel a responsibility. The only thing I felt was a responsibility to the character, Isabel, because she was the one who was suffering, and I put myself in her shoes, but I always put myself in all my characters' places, I think. So I didn't start out thinking this is a book that in which I'm trying to bring comfort to anyone or anything like that. I have to say, honestly, I wrote it for myself because I was so invested in the character. I think that I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken because of her, and that's why I tried to surround her with the best thing I could think of, which I think I do in most of my books. I surrounded her with friends. She made two friends, and I think that was the lifeline. She also has two landladies, the somewhat nosy and intrusive Miss McCarthy's, who live upstairs in the duplex from her, and they had suffered something that comes up in the middle of the book, and I think, not consciously, but Isabel would come to realize that there is so much tragedy in life that it can be unbearable. But the McCarthy sisters, I think, were survivors in their own different ways, and I basically just tried to comfort Isabel, the character, because that's who I felt I was when I was writing it.
Jane, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you again. Appreciate the conversation.
Lisa, I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks so much to you and the lovely radio station, KUMD.
Jane St. Anthony was our guest this morning, talking about her book, Isabel Day Refuses to Die of a Broken Heart. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD, with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.